can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to our show here. And in the midst of all of this making of stink face at North Korea and China and Iran and whoever all else that the U.S. government owes money to, in preparation for going out and slaughtering them so that we don't owe them the money anymore. It's the Philip the Fair approach to debt management. An Australian independent, non-governmental defense analysis think tank has put together a report on the United States F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Now, we're always hearing in the media about what an amazing, wonderful aircraft this is. Been a lot of years in development, hideously expensive. Hey, it wouldn't be an American defense contract if it wasn't hideously bloated and expensive here. But what is really rather amazing, and remember, you just bought and paid for two whole squadrons of these things for the Israelis, in exchange for which the Israelis are going to stop bulldozing Palestinians' homes for 90 days. Such a deal. But this Australian defense analysis group took a careful look at the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. And we've all been told what a wonderful aircraft it is, and it's always being put up in the media against this Russian aircraft or this Chinese aircraft or whatever. And what this Australian defense analysis group is pointing out is the comparisons that are being made with the F-35 are always being made. They're being made against older enemy aircraft, aircraft that are not even really being made anymore. Yes, they're still in service in some parts of the world, but they're not being manufactured. And the Australian Defense Group started looking at the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter compared with what is now the cutting-edge technology coming out of Russia. And basically what they're telling us is the F-35 is already obsolete before it even gets off the ground. That they've taken so long to develop this thing, and they've spent so much time, you know, just, you know, glitzing it up in typical American fashion, and the Russian technology has pulled ahead. It's another, you know... People were saying, well, yeah, we've lost our space program and our trains and our infrastructure, but we still make the best weapons in the world, and apparently that is not true any longer either. Our weapons and defense contractors have gone the way of General Motors and Ford. They make okay, kind of, sort of, very bloated and expensive vehicles, but they're not the best that is out there. And that means we're going to start seeing, after all the money that was invested in the development of these aircraft, we're going to start losing sales, just like Boeing is losing sales to Airbus. You know, we're going to see our military aviation companies losing sales to Sukhoi and MiG because they're pulling ahead. They've invested money in technological development instead of propping up their banks and financial industries. So it's a rather telling situation that as our government continues to try and provoke these major wars around the world, we're going in there with our so-called frontline, top-of-the-line fighter aircraft, and it's already an inferior platform compared to what we might be up against. If we go to war against China or Iran, do you think they're going to hesitate to acquire and deploy the latest Russian fighter planes to come back at us? And those guys are going to clean our clocks. It's another reason to avoid the next world war. Now, from the point of view of the bankers, they could care less. War builds debt. Debt builds slavery. They don't even care which side wins. The American banks would gladly fund the enemy to destroy the United States of America because what's left of the U.S. and the other side would both then be in hock for the next 100 years. Remember, that's almost how long it took Germany to pay off their World War I debts. That's why there's the push for war. The bankers are saying, oh, gee, they've paid off the last war debts. We better crank up another one right now, or our great-grandchildren will actually have to work for a living. All righty, let's see. Now, I'm... want to spend... Oh, wait a minute. We're coming up on a break. We're going to take a break here. The music's going to be here. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about, briefly, WikiLeaks. I think it's already a dying story. It's beginning to fade. The media is trying to wave it around because they don't want you looking at the mortgage-backed security fraud buybacks. But I think WikiLeaks has sort of had their 15 minutes. We'll be right back.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just a little programming note before we get back into the political discussions. Following my show, John Stedmiller, who's the big boss here at Republic Broadcasting Network, he starts his show, and he's asked me to basically sit in. So we're going to be continuing some of these discussions into the John Stedmiller show for an additional hour. So, you know, get some coffee, some potato chips, kick back, and get ready for a little bit more time of the mayhem and nonsense as we head into the afternoon here on a Friday. All right, I want to talk a little bit about WikiLeaks. I think he's had his 15 minutes of fame, and the flash is fading, and the story is just getting sillier and sillier and sillier. Now, earlier in the week, just to give you an idea of how the propagandists work, this is almost a textbook lesson. In fact, that's what we're having right now. We're having a class in Propaganda 101. Please take notes. There will be a pop quiz sometime next week. A few days ago, I pointed out that the Department of Homeland Security had shut down dozens and dozens of web domains for alleged copyright infringement. No court order needed. The DHS has the legal authority to do that. And I pointed out that for some strange reason, in the 6 months between the arrest of intelligence analyst Bradley Manning and WikiLeaks' release of these classified documents Manning supposedly gave them, Department of Homeland Security had done absolutely nothing to shut the domain down, even though they're saying WikiLeaks is doing bad things. And technically, under the United States laws, documents are automatically copyrighted the moment they're created. You may not register with the Library of Congress, And for those of you who've never gone through it, I'll tell you right now, it's a very brain-dead computer system to copyright things through the Library of Congress. But they're technically a violation of copyright to be out there on WikiLeaks, and they've done nothing about it. So today, I guess they're listening to the show and they're reading the website. Today, it's announced the U.S. government has shut down WikiLeaks.org. Immediately followed by the announcement, but you can still read those documents the government doesn't want you to read at WikiLeaks.ch and this IP and so forth and so on. It's another dodge. They're still playing the banned in Boston thing. They couldn't explain why the website domain was allowed to run intact with all this so-called damaging expose, you know, at the same time they're shutting down domains for copyright infringement. So they had to pretend like they're shutting down the domain, and then immediately the media says, but you can still get to it through, and they give you the alternative domain name. And again, it's playing banned in Boston effect. They want you to go out and read the stuff. They want you to keep reading the stuff. It's the same old lies justifying an invasion of Iran wrapped in a new sugar coating called Julian Assange in the hope that this time you will swallow it. You wouldn't believe it if the TV networks gave it to you. You wouldn't believe it if the corporate newspapers gave it to you. But they're hoping that if they've created this faux opponent, that you'll believe it coming from him. Not really working. They're definitely losing that. And just to show you how desperate Julian Assange is to stay in the public's attention. As you know, a couple of days ago, he's saying, well, now he's got the goods on Bank of America. He's got a hard drive. Well, if he's got the goods, release it now if you're a whistleblower site. If you're just trying to promote yourself, then yeah, tease that you've got the stuff. Or maybe he's just waiting for Bank of America to come in, with a couple of $1 million and say, we'll buy that hard drive back from you. Maybe he's running a little extortion racket on the side here. But I'm not kidding you. And this is linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. In an interview, Julian Assange is saying that WikiLeaks has information about UFOs. I'm not kidding you. I'm not making this up. He's now trying to imply that WikiLeaks has got the goods on flying saucers. You know, so. And if that isn't bad enough, and another one that he'd come out with, WikiLeaks is now claiming that the reason nobody can see North Korea having a bomb factory in orbital satellite photos is they've built the lab underwater. North Korea has a treaty with Atlantis or something like that, and they're building their nuclear bombs underwater. You remember back when the FBI was trying to frame Dr. Stephen Hatfield for the anthrax letters, and they insisted the reason there was no trace of the anthrax anywhere around his home is that he'd gone out into the middle of a lake and used a special underwater box to mix up his weaponized anthrax. And of course, if you know anything at all about weaponized anthrax, you know it's incredibly anhydrous. You don't dare let it get near humidity, let alone put it in a lake. And it was a bogus story, but they were hoping the American people were dumb enough to fall for it. So now WikiLeaks is out there. They're trying to support this whole thing, a push for a war in North Korea, by saying that North Korea has a nuclear facility, you know, underneath the water, under the ocean, city beneath the sea, and all the other stuff. WikiLeaks has just jumped the shark. And if you don't know what I mean by that, it's part of the lore of Happy Days, the final season, when they had the Fonz jump the shark. And basically at that episode, everybody said, yeah, this show is over. Now, you have probably also heard that WikiLeaks has been screaming that Amazon had kicked them off the servers and, you know, that we're under hacker attack and blah, blah, blah. And at the whole same time that they were claiming WikiLeaks was under hacker attack, I had no trouble getting to their page at all. Their page loads faster than mine does. They've got really good servers, very expensive equipment to play with. Amazon has now come out and said they were not pressurized at all to dump WikiLeaks, you know, and basically said they received no orders to kick them off. And, of course, Julian Assange is turning around and saying, WikiLeaks is lying. They're part of the plot to make me look bad. And it's, you know, something, and it almost doesn't matter which one of them has their pants on fire. We can smell the smoke, and that is enough for us to know that a hoax is being played on the public. And it doesn't even matter where or by who exactly. We know there's a hoax and a fraud in public. All right, the phone lines are loading up here. We're going to go to Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brother Mike, I'm calling in to discuss a couple things, if I could, with you. You know, with this QE2, when you go into the study of it, we know that it's quantitative easing. When we go in, it should be MD, which is monetizing debt.
That's exactly what it is.
It's monetizing debt. It's
a fancy name for trying to inflate the debt away.
Exactly. When you go in to study the word for what it means, that's what they should have. It should be another MD 2 or MD 3. Tell the people the righteous way. I wanted to ask you if you could do this. I know that we talk about the banks and that, but I would ask you if you could ask the people to call in about the tent cities around the United States. There's out in California, Florida, people that have lost their homes.
Yeah.
To go in and have them maybe send a couple pictures in to you so that people can witness and see people living in tents, man.
I think that's an excellent idea, especially because, like I said earlier in the show, Al Gore lied to us all. We've got another horrific winter coming in. It's going to be another record, worse than last winter, and last winter was a killer. I mean, I read a story earlier today. Apparently, this blizzard that hit Scotland, the temperature was so cold, it was like 20 degrees below zero centigrade. I mean, that is really very cold. It was so cold, apparently, two old people at their home in Cumbria were out in their garden and couldn't get back to their house quickly enough, and they froze to death. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's amazing stuff. The British press is already describing it as Narnia-like. Winter is setting all over Great Britain. The entire Britain and Scottish Isles are white when seen from space, and it happened a month earlier than it did last year. And so here in the United States of America, all those people who were made homeless so that the banks could keep their balance sheets solvent, they're in these tent cities. There's no protection. They got wind chill, major snow problem. They're going to be dying. They're going to be dying. There's nothing. There's no safety net. There's nobody taking care of them. Even people who still have their homes don't have the money to pay for the heating oil for this coming winter. Nobody's prepared for this winter because our media has been telling us for the last year, oh, it's getting warmer. You don't have to worry about that. Global warming this, global warming that. Hottest year on record. They're still trying to sell that hottest year on record. And you have got people who have not gone ahead and insulated their homes or re-insulated their homes. They haven't bought enough heating oil. You have cities and counties that held back because of the harsh financial realities. They haven't bought all the snow plows and all the road salt and road de-icing chemicals that they need. They're all going to get caught short by this winter. It's going to be amazing suffering because of the twin hoax of human-caused global warming and the mortgage-backed securities.
Well said, Mike. And, you know, when you do look at these, sometimes you go on the blogosphere and you see BBC reporting it. It's amazing, like you said, with our media. Why don't they got their cameras down there taking pictures of this so that the people of the United States can see the real things that are going on? And I just wanted you to kind of address this stuff down the road because you know what? The tent cities are growing.
Oh, they are. They absolutely are. And that's a very good idea. Everybody listening to this thing, if you are near a tent city, especially as the snow starts falling, I want those pictures.
Okay, you take care, Mike.
I will. Thank you. We got to rub the bankers' noses in what they have done to the American people. Okay, because people have to be the most important thing in this country. Not banks, not money, not the little rules and regulations, not the little stamps and seals that they put on everything to make it look like it's legitimate and right and moral. If this government is not about the people of this nation, then they have failed their primary duty. Go back and read the preamble to the Constitution. What are those first three words? We the people. That should be the priority of this government. It is not. On that basis alone, the federal government has failed in their mission to the American people. Utterly, utterly failed here. All right, let's see. We're coming up on the end of another segment here. We got to take a break, so I'm not going to take another phone call just now. And there's the music. We're going to take a break. We will be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And another icon of the American pop culture has just destroyed its own credibility. The New York Times has just announced their most recent bestseller list. And according to the New York Times, President Bush's book, Decision Points, is the bestseller in the country. And in second place is Sarah Palin's book. I don't know anybody who's bought either one of those books. I don't know anybody who's even remotely interested in buying those books. I was at the bookstore yesterday. Harry Potter books are all over the place. So I don't know where the New York, of course I do know where the New York Times gets the bestseller list. They have a couple of bookstores in New York that they take the counts from. And those bookstores are known. So all you need to do is send out a bunch of your friends and buddies to buy your book at those specific bookstores and you can get yourself placed on the New York Times bestseller list. The New York Times insists the list of bookstores is secret. No, it isn't. We've seen this before. If you got enough money and enough friends, you can go out there and you can make yourself a best-selling author. And again, it's politicians. It's politicians preening and making themselves look like something they are not. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Eddie in Ohio. Aloha, Eddie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I want to make two quick comments. If you want to see Americans living in tents, go to RT.com. It's all there. You won't see them in the, quote, you control media, unquote. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the next, well, and the next comment real quick is blockading China is insane. 97% of Americans live in 300 cities. That means 300 nukes and the war is over. The survivors will be talking Chinese. Hey, thanks for taking the call, guy. That's all I had.
You're right about that. Well, you know, I prefer the comment that Winston Churchill made after the end of World War II, and they saw what the nuclear bombs were had done to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And Winston Churchill said, all World War III is going to do is make the rubble bounce. There will be there are no winners from these wars except the bankers.
I agree.
Because what is left behind after the war are enslaved to the bankers by the debt. Only because they believe it's legitimate. But that's the way our society is set up. The banks are the new means of enslavement and control. Used to be divine right. Now it's the mortgage balance. But it's the same thing. A few people in charge of everybody else trapped by their belief that this is the way life is supposed to be. All right. Eddie, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Don in Wisconsin. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was wondering if you could say a little more about that. I just didn't quite catch all that. The Russians have an aircraft that's better than the F-35. Could you say a little more about that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got to move on and cover some other things, but if you go to whatreallyhappened.com and just search for the phrase F-35 on that main page and click that link, you will go right down to this Australian Defense Group's analysis, and they basically lay it out, all the things the F-35 has, and all the things the Russian plane has, which are superior, so forth and so on. It's all out there in tabular form, and you can find the information. Thanks a lot, Don. We're going to let you go here. And basically, just wrapping up on this global warming thing, like I said, the British media, they're already calling it a Narnia-like winter has settled over the British Isles. They're talking about a new mini ice age in across Europe. The warmistas, the carbonistas, whatever you want to call them, the carbonazis, there's a good name for them, the carbonazis, are out there trying to find some way they can salvage their global warming agenda in the face of yet another harsh winter. Somebody just sent me an email with a news story where the media is out there saying global warming continues, but we do find it odd that there seems to be this rather short and insignificant cooling trend. Okay, this is back to that same old thing that, you know, climate is warming, and if it's cold where you are, that's just weather. If it's not, your outright imagination. But we're not talking about a single winter. We're talking about a continuing series of increasingly harsh winters all across the globe, going back for 4 years now. Even Phil Jones, the head of the Hadley CRU, has admitted in the UK Guardian there has been no detectable warming of planet Earth since 1998. 12 years, there has been no warming, and we're getting these harsh winters. And the warmistas are still out there trying to figure out something. The latest spin that they're putting out there, this is a good one. They're trying to blame the cold winter in England and Europe on the collapse of the Gulf conveyor belt stream. Now, that theory was already being discredited. They can't actually prove that such a conveyor actually works. But there's basically the theory is the Gulf Stream, you know, brings warm water up from the equator to the North Atlantic, and that warms Europe. Generally speaking, that tends to be true. But this very complex conveyor belt that could be disrupted by melting Arctic ice, which was the plot line for the movie The Day After Tomorrow, that's never been proven. Their latest spin now is that the Gulf oil disaster is what is bringing on the harsh winter. The world is still getting warmer, and you guys would all be broiling to death, but it's that gosh darn Gulf oil disaster that has disrupted the Gulf Stream current in the Atlantic and is bringing on this cold weather. Now, I'm going to take a break here. We got to do some commercials. When I come back, I'm going to explain to you why that's absolute and utter nonsense. It's just more pathetic propaganda by the carbonazis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm watching on the corporate media. And of course, this being Friday, the end of the day, and they want to dump the bad news. So you have the weekend, and by the time you come back Monday, you've forgotten all about it. So basically, the debt commission has just passed their plan by majority, and the plan, I can summarize it real quick. Taxes are going up and services to you are going down. That's basically it. That's every one of their recommendations is work them till they drop, tax them until they cry, and that will save the economy. And of course it won't, because every time you give this government more money, they find something else to spend it on, usually Israel or bombs, in that order. All right, getting back to the global warming cultists, the carbon Nazis. And they're still trying to sell this whole idea about, you know, the world is warmed by carbon dioxide and it's all your fault and you must pay for it. And they're just desperate to keep that agenda going. And they're starting to look really kind of ridiculous about it. So their latest spin is the world is getting warmer, but the reason we're seeing this horrendous winter settle in over Great Britain and Europe is that the Gulf oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico altered the current, the loop current, through the Gulf of Mexico, and that in turn disrupted the Gulf Stream, and that in turn is preventing the Gulf Stream from bringing that really seriously global warmingly hot water from the equator up to the North Atlantic, where the prevailing winds will blow the warmth across Europe and keep it nice and toasty. And it sounds really good, but there are a couple of problems with it. First of all, the fact that we've been seeing oil and so forth, you know, all the way to Ireland tells us that the Gulf Stream is working just fine. Thank you very much. Second, that theory does not explain why North America is getting horrendously hit by a hard winter. They were getting snow in Canada last July. And third, the Gulf oil disaster only happened this year, which means this cannot be the explanation for last year's very harsh winter in the Northern Hemisphere or last summer's very harsh winter in the Southern Hemisphere in places like Australia, which are not affected by the Gulf. But they're not really thinking these things through, and they never really have. It's just whatever soundbite they can get to trick you out of your money and your obedience. And just to tell you how completely off the edge of the cliff the carbon Nazis have gone, apparently down there in this COP16 gathering that they're having, where they're accomplishing nothing but issuing a bunch of press releases. Apparently, Cristiana Figueres, executive secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, opened their little confab with a prayer to the Mayan moon goddess. We don't have any science. It's snowing like heck all over the world. People are freezing to death, but we know we are doing the right thing because the goddess Ixchel is blessing us and reminding us that we must work together for a better world. I mean, that is how way off the edge of the map these guys are working. It's not even science. It's a cult. It's a new cult. It's the cult of Ixchel. The carbon Nazis have a goddess, this Mayan moon goddess. They're praying to her and saying, everything we do is for the Mayan moon goddess. We're going to burn the heretic. No, we can't burn the heretics. That'll do carbon dioxide. We're going to recycle the heretics, and that will make the world doing stuff like that. All right, let's see. We've got another call on the line. Jim in Missouri. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I just wanted to comment. I didn't know what you thought about it, but, you know, John Moore, who's got a program on RBN, he's been talking about this Gulf Stream being stopped for at least the last month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not believe that?
Obviously, he and I do not agree on that because, like I said, we are hearing about oil contamination from the Gulf disaster, tar balls and fish kills all the way up the eastern seaboard and all the way over to Ireland now, and that tells me that the Gulf Stream is working just fine.
Okay, well, that would make sense. That would make sense. But no, that was all I had a question on, but appreciate your show.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. And, you know, one of the things you need to remember is the scale of the energies involved here, where you're talking about the mass of the entire North Atlantic Ocean. That's a lot of inertia. That does not get stopped easily, you know, with a couple of train loads of melting ice off the edge of the ice cap. It doesn't get stopped. Even with the massive amount of oil that was leaked into the Gulf of Mexico, the small amount that is leaking out into the Atlantic is riding the current. It's not blocking it. It's a nice theory. It sounds kind of interesting, like they were talking about, you know, ethanol as a carbon-neutral fuel, and now even Al Gore has admitted that didn't work out too well because the engines have all been destroyed. They come up with sound bites. They come up with things that sound plausible. They spend a lot of money to put it into a film and a documentary, and they put it out there, and they say, you know, this is reality, and we're, you know, it's a big problem and a crisis, but we've got a solution, but you've got to pay for it. It's snake oil politics. It's snake oil policy. I was commenting earlier, and I just got an email from somebody over on the Mythbusters website. They have a lot of discussions about things they talk about. 9/11 is banned. I've commented on that before, but they do have an ongoing thread about global warming, and it is clearly, you know, occupied by a lot of these paid public relations posters that Al Gore and his people have got out there to try and control the discussion. And I got into one earlier today just because I had some time on my hands and nothing better to do, where there's this one guy in there saying, no, global warming is real, and there's a 100,000-year carbon cycle, and we're on the verge of it again, and just trying to put out all of this wonderful stuff. And I went out and I basically pointed out that the 100,000-year cycle between the ice ages, that is very real. That is definitely established beyond, you know, any doubt. The geological record makes it clear. Every 100,000 years, we get hit with a major ice age. And the reason for that is already well known. It's got nothing to do with carbon. The shape of the Earth's orbit around the sun is not constant. It goes from being roughly circular to being rather elongated. And it sort of oscillates back and forth between those two shapes over, and you knew this was coming, about 100,000 years. Now, when the Earth's orbit is circular, then temperatures throughout the entire year are pretty much steady, and you're going to have a golden time, so to speak. When the Earth's orbit becomes more elongated, when the Earth is at what is called aphelion, its greatest distance from the sun, it's going to be getting considerably less energy. And if you understand Kepler's laws of orbital motion, the Earth is going to be spending most of its time out there at the farther reaches of the orbit. And that means overall, across the entire year, temperatures will drop. And so taking, you know, very careful analysis of the Earth's orbit and running, you know, computer studies going back over the last several million years, what they find out is that the orbital shape of Earth, more ellipse, when it becomes elliptical, lines up exactly with the start of the major ice ages. And I put this out in this Mythbusters little column, and the shill came back and said, you know, orbit's got nothing to do with it. Sun's got nothing. It's the atmosphere. And America, you know, and they're basically, it's the shrill attempt to simply win through intimidation and win through argument. The idea that they'll just stand up and scream at you that you are to blame for the destruction of the Earth, and if they do it long enough, you'll just quit and say, all right, here, take my money. Just shut up and go away and leave me alone. And it's not going to work because the world doesn't have enough money where we can afford the luxury of just bribing the idiots and con artists to shut the heck up. We need our money to pay for our homes, our heating bills, for those people to try and take care of these people who are homeless heading into a harsh winter. We got to take care of them. We cannot afford the luxury of fraudulent bankers and fraudulent climatologists and global warming hucksters and snake oil salesmen. We just can't. We've got to stand up to them. We live in a world that seems to be dominated by hoax and fraud and swindle after swindle by all of the institutions that we are taught, brainwashed into viewing as our society's leaders. And they're all crooked. Reminds me of the third Godfather movie where Al Pacino, he's playing Michael Corleone, and he says, you know, all my life I've wanted to take the family straight. But the higher we go, the crookeder it gets. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. We live in an age, there's a good side and there's a bad side. The bad side is a lot of our cherished assumptions and beliefs and fantasies, media-induced hallucinations, are falling away. We know now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, our government lies to us, cheats us, defrauds us, loots us at will. We know the corporate media lies to us on behalf of their corporate owners and their government masters. We know that the clergy molest little kids in those back choir lofts. We know that bankers cannot be trusted. We know all those things. And we need to basically change our behavior on the basis of that. Because we're coming to understand that we are the pawns, the chattel, the slaves of a massive organized criminal enterprise. The government of the United States and its bankers and its institutions are as corrupt as those of the Roman Empire during the age of the emperors when they'd lost their republic. Our government is as corrupt and self-aggrandizing as that of the court of Louis XVI. We are not special and exempt from the evils of history merely because we're Americans. We are taught that. We are brainwashed to believe that in our school, that all other governments on the world are evil. But because we're America and Americans, our politicians are good. Our leaders are swell Joes that would never do anything to harm the American people. And then we find out otherwise. We find out that Franklin Roosevelt goaded the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor and refused to let the Hawaiian commanders know the attack was coming in order to make it look like it was a surprise attack. We know there were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. That was all made up to sell you the Vietnam War. We know now there was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor that blew up the USS Maine. It was an accident because of poor ship design. But the media used it to sell us a war with Spain. Our government and our media perpetually sell us things that we don't want. They sell us with lies. Crazed lone nut assassins. Al-Qaeda terrorists. Emmanuel Goldstein. Adam Gadon. Yusuf al-Khattab. Al-Amriki. It's an unending series of frauds and hoaxes. The United States government is supposed to rule with the consent of the governed, but it rules by deception, by hoax, by fraud, by lie, by trickery. It is a government that dare not be truthful with its own people because the lies have gone on for too long. And obviously, a government that lies to the people does not rule with the consent of the people. I don't consent to be lied to. I don't give my consent to be tricked into wars, to be deceived into allowing the younger members of my family to be sent off to foreign wars of conquest. I don't consent to have a government decide to crash the economy so that the bankers can engage in private confiscation of private homes to balance their books so that they look good to themselves and then reward themselves for their cleverness with record-setting personal bonuses this year. I don't consent to any of that. I don't think any of you listening to this broadcast consent to that. If you do, seek help right now. All righty, let's see. We talked about the moon goddess. We talked about the Gulf oil. Helen Thomas, bless her, has come back. She's, you know, sort of returning from her self-imposed media exile. She's starting to grant interviews. And basically, she is standing by the comments that she made that led to her enforced resignation or retirement from her career. And she's basically saying, and this is a direct quote, "Congress, the White House, and Hollywood, Wall Street are owned by the Zionists. No question, in my opinion," she said. "They put their money where their mouth is. We're being pushed into a very wrong direction in every way." And, of course, when I posted this at whatreallyhappened.com, I backed it up with that video about the report from the United States Senate, classified. You weren't supposed to know about it, but it was released in response to a Freedom of Information Act. Basically, the United States Senate conducted an investigation and found that Israel takes a big chunk of that money that Congress takes from you to give to Israel every year, and they bring it back and they use it to bribe reporters in the corporate media to only report the news the way that favors Israel. And they spend millions and millions of dollars doing this. And so I paired that up with Helen Thomas' comment about, yeah, our media, our government are being subverted by Israel. Apparently so is WikiLeaks. There's nothing critical about Israel in all of these so-called document dumps. Major reason why people have come to understand that WikiLeaks is just another propaganda fraud here. Now, speaking of Israel, and this is kind of interesting, major fire in northern Israel, sweeping across the mountains here. Out of control, Israel unable to deal with it. If they can't handle a forest fire, they certainly cannot handle war with Iran. And a lot of people are making jokes about, well, you know, the last time the Lord God got annoyed and he said water this time and next time it'll be fire. So maybe, you know, God has come down to destroy Israel with fire. Or maybe it's just like a ton of new commandments, considering how well Israel has obeyed the first 10 here. But what's really interesting and very telling now, Turkey has said that even though they have political differences with Israel over the attack on the aid flotilla, they are going to send help to Israel. They sent two firefighting aircrafts. I think that's more of a token effort than anything else, but they did make the effort. But for everybody else in the region, you know, in the region, Israel is reaping, you know, what they sowed for the last 60 years of alienating all their neighbors. They can't get any help. They can't get any water. They're having to go all the way up to Europe to say, send firefighting equipment because we're dealing with this huge fire. And you know what's really amazing? The trees that are burning up right now, highly flammable, are not native to the region. They were planted in the area as part of Israel's program to reclaim the land for Israel. And they're highly flammable pine trees. They're dried out because there's not enough water, and the whole area is just exploding into flame here. And so you know, Israel is inheriting what happens when you are not nice to your neighbors. You know, Israel does have a right to exist. They don't have a right to be existing at the expense of their neighbors continuously. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Brazil has President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva announced today Palestinian President Mohamed Abbas that Brazil diplomatically recognizes the existence of the state of Palestine with the borders of June 4th, 1967, before the Six Days War. This is a major diplomatic victory for Abbas. We still do not have Israel's reaction. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Just a quick reminder that I will be continuing into the next hour as a guest on John Stedmiller's show, and I will be keeping the chat rooms and the Justin TV feed live for that additional hour. So stick around. Friday afternoon, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, a couple of real quick stories here. We are hearing, we're looking at the situation with the TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration, There's a graphic illustration up at whatreallyhappened.com called The TSA Gone Wild. In a nutshell, and this is a really good summary of what this is all about, $40 billion has been spent on the TSA. Michael Chertoff and all of these Israeli security companies have been made fabulously wealthy on the back of the American taxpayers. The American taxpayers, on the other hand, have been strip-searched and fondled and exposed to sexually transmitted diseases on those rubber gloves, along with the radiation and the cancer and all these other problems. And according to the Department of Homeland Security itself, airports and air travel are no safer today than they were before 9/11. That those who intend harm to the airplanes and the passengers are just as able to sneak contraband on board the aircraft now as before 9/11. Common sense will tell you that. Everything that TSA has done is an attempt to defeat the previous attack, on the theory that those gosh darn Al-Qaeda terrorists can't think of anything new and inventive that we have not thought of. And so it's a huge amount of money, and people are getting very rich on this thing. And, of course, it's part of this operant conditioning that you will get naked and stay silent when we tell you to, because we're the government, and you are the slave. You're not allowed to have a home anymore. You're not allowed to have clothes. You're not allowed to have privacy. In order to save you from Osama bin Laden for a while, your life must be completely open to the U.S. government. Of course, the government itself, we got to have secrets, or the terrorists will win. It is absolutely absurd. People are getting angry, as well they should. And again, my hat is off to those people in Italy and Greece and Iceland and Spain and France and Britain and all those other countries who understand that life in their country is not going to get better until they stand up and make it better. They know their government is not working for their benefit. They know their media is not telling them the truth. They know the bankers want all the wealth in their pockets, and they don't care how many people have to suffer for it. We here in America need to wake up to the same level of consciousness and awareness as the people of Europe. We do. We're already in a civil war. The banks have declared war on you. Millions of Americans have been forced from their homes. It is an invasion and conquest. The fact that it's done with pen and paper instead of bullets and bayonets is irrelevant. When Hitler sent his troops across France to force those people out of their homes, it was all legal. This is the law. It makes it right. Get out of these homes. We need them. All right, we're going to call it quits for our show today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. John Stedmiller will be back in the next hour, and I will be sitting next to him here in cyberspace.
True.